Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston now officially has a bike-sharing program called Hubway, and here's how it works. You pick up a bicycle in one part of the city, you ride to your destination, and you leave the bike there. WBUR's Kimberly Adams went to the program's launch yesterday. As she reports, it brings challenges for cyclists, drivers, and pedestrians.
Hundreds of cyclists mount the fleet of Hubway bikes for the inaugural ride, taking off from City Hall at Government Center.
I find it easier to bike than to walk now.
69-year-old Lois Levin of Newton is one of more than 700 people who've already signed up for an annual membership.
Because people, as they get older, their feet hurt, their knees hurt, their ankles hurt, and you can adjust a bike so you can really pedal very easily and with minimal stress on your joints.
Boston already has an active cycling community. There are more than 38 miles of bike lanes in the city, which they use to run errands and commute to work. That's why Michelle Ibani regularly rides her bike on Commonwealth Avenue. She's happy more people will join her in the bike lanes. She does worry, though, about how they'll navigate the city's complicated streets, like Kenmore Square, where Ibani pulls over.
If you're not used to riding on a busy street, like, for example, here, I mean, not everywhere is completely straightforward. You're more prone to get into an accident, of course.
Boston police officer Tommy Young agrees. He does his patrols on his bike year-round, when the weather's not too bad.
If you're not an expert on the streets of Boston, you have to be aware of your surroundings. So you got to take it nice and slow and easy.
Lois Levin has ridden her bike in the city before. On this day, she says she hasn't had any problem with drivers on her ride from the Hubway launch at Government Center to the bike station at Kenmore Square.
Some of the drivers weren't prepared to see that there was someone in the bike lane. They're not fully accustomed to that yet, but they do get out of the way when they see you coming if they're overlapping the bike lane.
John Colburn is one of those drivers who tries to watch out for cyclists. He's a pipe fitter for G.T. Wilkinson Company and spends most of his days out on Boston streets, going to and from repair jobs. He says he adjusts his driving to bikers he encounters.
Turning corners, that type of thing, somebody cutting in front of you. It's enough with the pedestrians. Now we're going to have to worry about the bicyclists too, you know.
Colburn of Melrose says he's used to sharing the road now, but admits to being a bit wary when he sees the hundreds of bikers at the Hubway launch.
A little nervous, mostly because you got people that aren't really familiar with the neighborhoods getting on bicycles, and, you know, they could be spinning around, you know, in and out of traffic, that type of thing.
But Officer Young says it's not just the drivers who need to watch out. He says some cyclists are careless around pedestrians.
They like to cut in and out of pedestrians, and they don't give pedestrians head up, you know, on your left, on your right, coming up, and they don't even slow down.
But for all the concerns, Levin says she's enjoyed her bike share ride.
It took me about 15 minutes, and there's a bike lane all along Commonwealth Avenue, and here I am in Kenmore Square.
Levin says she plans to use the Hubway service routinely when she's in the city. With more than 60 bike stations opening and a planned expansion into Boston's neighboring communities, she'll have plenty more places to go. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kimberly Adams.